a little bit more. Please, 57.
From the article, The Peace. The collective and the individual are one and the same. And the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same. Two, as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role towards the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take from their friend's share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all. And the Afro said is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction, namely, that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same, and by this, the world will come to its full correction.
So the most important...
Oh, sorry, Owen.
I'm in 58. 58. Everyone's thoughts will be devoted to bestowal upon one's fellow person, as is the nature of any edification that calculates it even before one feels one's own needs. It is based on the observation that in consumption we are like any other animal. In addition, every loathsome act in the world stems from consumption. And vice versa, we see that every joyous act in the world comes from the attribute of bestowal upon others. Thus, we should scrimp and reject thoughts of consumption for self and fill our minds only with thoughts of bestowal upon our fellow person. Again, excerpt number 58 from Bar.